And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined here in the studio by Professor of Choral Conducting Paul Cram and Michael Sauer. Michael, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Tell me a little bit about this event that is coming up. Now, it's happened several times in the past,
yeah.
Right about this time every year. What do we got?
Yeah, so it's a really cool collaboration between the School of Music and the Museum of Art and Archaeology at Mizzou. And what it is, it's a marriage of two projects, one at the museum where they have special collections in, and then on my end, I get to go in and dig around and find some inspiration with a certain number of artworks that I think can pair well with music and try and create a theme around it. And so it's been a really cool process to find artwork that can kind of weave a common theme and then pick music that can build a program reflecting that artwork as well. So each piece of artwork is paired with a piece of music as well. And so there's actually a special collection in right now at the Museum of Art and Archaeology called The Art of Death. And so a bunch of artwork about death throughout history, a bunch of different perspectives and understandings on death and reflections on death. And so I thought that'd be a really cool theme to explore musically, just because there's a lot that has been explored and a lot of different perspectives throughout history about that topic. And so it's been really interesting and enlightening to find a common theme of not just dark and gloomy death, but also, you know, the more reflective and growing experiences that come from death, both thinking about your own death or reflections about somebody who has passed away close to you, that sort of a reflection as well of grieving. So it's been really interesting.
Very cool. Then what pieces did you choose then?
Great question. Well, I ended up on five pieces. And so the first piece is called Immortal Bach. And it is a beautiful, interesting piece by Knut Nystedt, who is a composer. And he wrote this piece off of a Bach song for piano and continuo, and he set it to four-part harmonization. It's a four-part a cappella piece. It's just 7-8 measures long, and you sing it through once like a standard Bach chorale, and then the second time, he does this really beautiful augmentation thing where the second time through, the choir split into, we're doing four groups, and each of the groups start singing at the same time, but they hold each pitch a different duration. So we kind of get this tearing apart of the fabric of tonality and this aleatoric thing. And that's why it's called Immortal Bach, because it just goes on forever and ever. And the harmonies are laying over top of each other, tearing at what you used to feel as normal time is now just being drug out on itself. And the text, Komm süßer Tod, is Come Sweet Death. And so it's that juxtaposition of death, but also the immortality that comes with the release of death, with the resurrection and life everlasting with that. So it's very interesting.
Might also just add to that, Aaron, that with that piece, there is a resolution at the end, and it ends positively, major chord kind of thing. So there is a creation of tension and a resolution all within sort of the Baroque and contemporary framework.
Very cool. And what else?
Well, another piece is a setting of Day of Wrath, the Dies Irae text that's been set a bunch throughout music history. And this one is a lesser-known one by an American composer, Dudley Buck, who I had never heard of. We had never heard any recordings of it, and Dr. Crabb found it. And I just figured, let's take a look at it. And it's very interesting. It's accompanied and four-part choir and then some soloists as well. And so it's just that Dies Irae, fire, Day of Wrath text that we all have heard so many times set differently. And it's a very interesting setting. And then following that, we actually have, go back to the Renaissance, Assumpta Est Maria, William Byrd, The Assumption of Mary, a beautiful setting. And then ending with these cascading, suspending Alleluias, just a beautiful setting with that piece. I guess following that, we have Selig sind die Toten by Heinrich Schütz, which is Blessed Are the Dead, and which is more of a reflection back on those who have passed and their souls be being blessed and continuing on forever, and their works will be remembered. The ending section has a beautiful, und ihre Werke, their works will be carried on through eternity. And then closing the program, we have an arrangement of Way Over in Beulah Land by Stacy Gibbs, an American contemporary composer. It's an incredibly powerful spiritual about Way Over in Beulah Land, the promised land. We're going to have a good time when we get there, you know, looking forward to that final day when we can leave this suffering world and go on to a better place of happiness everlasting, if you will.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
And so who's going to be performing these pieces then?
So I was able to put together a fantastic ensemble. It's small, which had me a little worried at first, but it's a perfect congregation of people. We have 16 people who are a mix of students at the University School of Music, as well as a few recent alums of the School of Music as well, who are still in the community. And so it's 16 voices. Yeah, it's been great working with them. They've been really good, really attentive and focused and excited about the project. Each rehearsal, we keep adding different layers on, and I ask them to do something, and they go right for it. And so it's been a really fun rehearsal process with them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you choose the pieces before or after they had to box up the music library and move it from Loeb to Sinfield?
That is a great question. Yeah. And so it was before, because I knew that once they got boxed up, it would be, that month or so over break that they'd be sitting in boxes. Uh-huh. And luckily, we got the lovely task as choral TAs of boxing all those up. And then when they got into the new SMC building, we had the joyous job of unpacking all of them, too. So,
oh, you monster.
Well, it's part of the job description, but we didn't get paid.
We need to know all the aspects of the ivory tower. That's part of what I do here. Aaron, if I could just insert a couple of things. I really want to thank our colleagues over at the Museum of Art and Archaeology. Bruce Cox has been our main point here. And every year, I mean, we've done this for 10, 11 years, something like that.
Right.
And every year, I am always appreciative and also impressed by the way they handle things, the way they organize, the way they put together a very classy evening. The last couple of years, they've even added a reception afterwards, where there's an hors d'oeuvre, and there is also a wine bar there. So I really think it's a lovely event. The docents from the Museum of Art and Archaeology will meet at 6 o'clock, and they will be there to talk about the work. So they can provide information, background. They can point out parts of these visual art holdings that they have. And then at 7 o'clock, the concert begins. So the whole evening, I mean, in an hour and a half, then you have a chance afterwards to go to the reception and visit with the students, visit with the docents, visit with the my art colleagues. And it's really a fantastic opportunity for each year. It's one of my graduate students in the choral area, and they have an opportunity to not just talk about visual and oral art, but we are, in a sense, forcing ourselves to draw more parallels in a concrete way for two somewhat abstract ideas. And it's a fantastic exercise for us and so valuable.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to experience two different sides of the visual arts and the musical arts here at the university. We have these great collections of visual art, mm-hmm. and then also, you know, a great collection, of course, of choral music and of music in general, and then, of course, the students and the performers and the faculty here at the University School of Music that actually get to come out and do this actual work. So it's a great chance for you, the people, to come out and see both of those things at one time.
Right. We might add that this year we have tickets available. And in fact, you will need a ticket to get into the event. And I believe that generally the tickets go pretty quickly and probably will not be available at the door. So we'd encourage people to contact the Museum of Art and Archaeology for the tickets.
Okay. And is it available through their website, or they have to call them?
I think they would be better off calling them.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. I don't have that number, but you've got the internet. I know you do. Paul, thanks so much for coming by. Michael, thank you as well for coming by and telling us about this great opportunity. This, again, is coming up starting at 6 o'clock. The show begins at 7, but the doors open at 6. This is at the Museum of Art and Archaeology on Mizzou North, right there off of Business Loop 70. And this is on Tuesday, March the 10th. That's coming up just right around the corner, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, and we look forward to seeing you at the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aaron. Mm-hmm.